finish the first madrega of Nochu Mishgamzu Letoivo. Nochu Mishgamzu. We said it is a higher madrega that is called the madrega from Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva learns, Rabbi Akiva would say, Kol de Ovid Rachmona Letav Ovid. Kol de Ovid Rachmona Letav Ovid. What is this madrega from Rabbi Akiva? Kol de Ovid Rachmona Letav Ovid. Everything that the Ribbono Shel Olam does is good. It's a higher madrega in Bitochen. Chivas Alvoves, Shara Bitochen, when he speaks out the miles of the Bala Bitochen, Chivas Alvoves speaks out that a person that comes to this madrega, Kol Ma Da'ovid Rachmona Letav Ovid, he never could be sad. He never could be upset. Kol Da'ovid Rachmona Letav Ovid. Everything what the Ribbono Shel Olam does is for good. From where the Sakori comes, Be'etzem, if Kol Ma Da'ovid Rachmona Letav Ovid, if a person lives and believes, what is the pashtus, that the Ribbono Shel Olam created the world lehaytiv im b'riyosof. Hashem wanted to be good to the b'riyos. This is the reason He created the world. Chazal asked, why bichlal they had to make the olam hazeh? Chazal said, nahamad the kisufe. Aber HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants to do good to Bnei Adam. And this is the reason He created the world. So if this is the reason that Ribbono Shel Olam created the world, because He wants to do good to people. Also, Machshov Alefonov, He wants to do good to people. He wants it to be very good for people, for human beings. A person is born and he doesn't have hands. He's going to have a terrible life. Terrible life. So, HaKadosh Baruch Hu didn't create him to do good. That's a dear, the first Emunah Shaila comes up. Person is created, he was born without feet. So, what's him, HaKadosh Baruch Hu made him to be born to suffer? It's a very hard question. Some people have 6 million questions from the Holocaust. But the question is, what the person has to deal with inside himself, it's a question. The Hainu, Hashem wants to do good. Hashem wants the best. Why it's the best, I don't know. How it's the best, I don't know. But I believe that He wants the best. We'll get back to it in a second. A person will say, okay, well, a person does aveiros. Say, so you do aveiros, so He has to punish you, but He wants to do the best for the person. Just you deserve to get the punishment. You don't get it now, you get it later. It's in the book, yeah? So what's the difference when I'm getting it? Nothing bad happened to me now. It's not here, dear. Upstairs. They say it's cheaper to get it here. Say, no. There's no tzad not like that. So that's a Hashem wants you good. And even if you think, yeah, maybe I deserve punishment, that's I know. So you'll get them, no? Nothing bad is happening to you. Nothing bad that it's kedai to run away when you think you can run away from Hashem. Has to happen bad to you, will happen bad to you. I'm saying, even if we answer, I'm not speaking now on the Nefesh HaChaim, the Derech Hashem, we'll get what is the punishment. It's bad people get punishments. If you don't get it now, you get it later. There's no without a cheshbon. There's no you get bad. It's a cheshbon. When a person, be'etzem, lives like that, nothing could disturb him. The only thing that could disturb a person is, I'm lazy. I stayed in bed, I didn't get up to learn. I'm terrible. I'm bad. Shmuz in the middle of Seder. I'm bad. I eat. I'm bad. I walk without a hat and jacket in the street. I'm bad. It's a horror. I can't help myself. So the worst is it's a horror. Just what it costs. Wear it. Yeah? It's not scared to go without a hat and jacket. It's not what we're going to discuss today. A person could feel bad. I'm bad. I'm a bad person. I'm a terrible person. I'm a disgusting person. Every person that feels matregel. This is the only bad that a person could feel. This is be'etzem the madrege from Rabbi Akiva. Kol the Ovid Rachmona letav Ovid, it's not that Rabbi Akiva sat there and the cat ate the chicken and the wolf ate the sheep and the wind blew the candle, and then the Ganovim came and they didn't see him. That Gemara is only a moshav. That Gemara happened, but I mean to say, that Gemara is only an example. They call the Ovid Rachmona Letav, doesn't mean in a second I will see that it's good. It's good. When a father forces his kid to eat, the kid doesn't want to eat. Think the father has an inyan that the kid will suffer? Father tells the kid, go to sleep. Kid wants to stay awake. Father knows it's not good for him to go to sleep. So, late. Father closes the light. It becomes dark. Something bad happened to the kid? He thinks that it's bad. Someone that is standing on the side doesn't say, oh, it's bad to the kid. No, maybe it's a cheshbon. Doesn't say something bad. He says, a good father that is taking care of the kid and closing the light and he can go to sleep in time. Someone has to have operation. So they put a needle inside him. It's bad. It could hurt. It's bad. It's bad. You know how much money the father paid to the guy to give the shot? Paid $1 million to get into this hospital. And the kid is kicking the doctor, yeah? And the father is paying money for this doctor. This is the best. This is bad, the hargosha that a person has to have. Why it's so important to have this hargosha? First, this I told you, he told me, the Yosei Advarim, Mechayuda Lefkovich told me, that a person has to know that when a person will come up to the Shamayim, and he will claim that he had tzoras, my roommates were bad to me, my friends were bad to me, everyone has his pekalev, his tzoras. And Mechayuda told me, in the Shemaim, this is not considered tzoras. This is your fault. I gave you a Torah, I gave you a Emunah, I gave you Bitochum. Would you fadimian that you have tzoras? You will sit in Gehenna again for that also. That you didn't go to Avat, you're a chizik of such a zach. I don't say you will sit in Gehenna. But if this Avat, be someone else, let me show you. That's not the point. But the point is, this is the Aleph Beis. But the Seder HaParshias is Be'etzem. Hashem gave 10 Makas, Parshas B'Shalach, but this is Be'etzem. Ve'aminu Ba'Hashem and Moshe Avdo, we say it every morning. And this was the Achonel Lekabbalah Sotayr. If a person doesn't live with such a straight emuna, with such a clear emuna, it's hard for him to sit and learn day and night. It's hard for him to grow in learning. He's disturbed. What is going around? What is happening here? Things are disturbing him. Things are attracting him. He can't. He can't grow. You're a bocher, it's noch leichter. You start to go into life. It becomes very hard. It becomes impossible sometimes. The Seder HaDvorim was Emunah en Boirei Olam. And after you have a klore Emunah en Boirei Olam, first, give me a cab of the tail. First, give me a cab of the tail. Now, Be'etzem, I want to go back, and this is the two halakim. This is the real emunah that a person has to have. Kol da'ovid rachmona letav ovid. It's not a stira for yishtadlus. It's not a stira for davening. Moshe Rabbeinu stands on Yam Suf, and Hashem tells him, Ma titzak elai. Moshe Rabbeinu is the biggest maimim. Hashem told him, go, take my people out. He goes. So Hashem, it doesn't work out. Hashem said, will work out. Doesn't work out. Will work out. Don't worry. Will work out. Will work out. Moshe is going out, and it's a Yam Suf. Moshe, avi alevim. Tel pe'a daber boy. Hashem told him, take the people out. He comes in as a water. He says, Hashem, I can't go, it's water. Hashem says, just drive, go ahead. Just go ahead. So why Moshe Rabbeinu was davening? The answer is, a starke bitochen, a emune bruren b'ro'ilom, doesn't stop you to daven. And doesn't stop you to daven strong. Matitzak Eli. Moshe was yelling and screaming, Hashem, was for Zayn. But Moshe was not down. Moshe was not lost. He was not down and he was not lost. He was going ahead. Things were clear. You need to daven. You need to have ishtadlus. Person needs to work on ishtadlus. Safe in the Briskerov, and when the Nazis were bombing, so it was mesupik where to be outside. You know, if the bombs explode, every little piece can hit you. You know, even a little script, you could die. To be inside the house, all these little pieces don't fly on you. And it's not shiny if the bomb hits the house. Sham tiek vorose. So he didn't know he was running outside, inside Briskerov. The ganze was back and forth. Then he decided that it doesn't make a difference. It's mamish, the same thing, dangerous. So he sat in the house and he was all relaxed. So they asked him, what happened now? He said, Kozman, I didn't know what Hashem wants else Ishtadlis to do. I was like nervous. Maybe Ishtadlis says to be outside. Maybe Ishtadlis says to be inside. After Ishtadlis, I decided that there's no difference. Now I know if I have to die, I will die anyway. If I don't have to die, I'm not nervous. But I was running back and forth in because I didn't know where Hishtadlis, I'm mechuyev to do Hishtadlis. So I'm not sure, maybe I'm mechuyev to stay inside, maybe I'm mechuyev to be outside. He was running back and forth. When I know for sure that this is my Hishtadlis, so then the person calls me up. He wants to know if to do this Hishtadlis in life, this Hishtadlis in life. So I tell him what, you know, what HaKadosh Baruch Hu puts in my mouth, I tell him, yeah? He tells me, but I'm nervous. I said, you're nervous? You asked the Shaila, you got upset. You're doing now the right thing. I have to be nervous. Maybe I'm a nobody, and I'm telling you what to do, and I was sitting in Gehenna for that. But you? You did Ishtadlis. You asked the Shaila, you got upset. Now, if you be poor, I'm telling you, be poor if you will not listen to me. And if you be rich, you'll be rich anyway. It doesn't make a difference. You did it right in Ishtadlis v'zehu. A person is not... Now, I know that this is a very big borderline, very gray area that a person doesn't know. But don't think... I don't understand. We're hearing such a clear emunah, and then he's saying such a not clear thing of Ishtadlis. So what is going on here? It's not what is going on here. This is the cheftza. Now I'll explain myself. Lo yitzir, it will not be gray area. Sinishkin chokhmah to be minded. Everyone, it's such an easy magic word. Just believe everything is good from Hashem. It could be the happiest thing. You don't have to take no pills to make you happy, yeah? You're the happiest person. You believe in that. And this is it. It's bad, it's good, it's good, it's good. What has to happen, happen anyway. This is really the emunah. Kadosh Baruch Hu made that is something that blinds the eyes of the people. It looks like that this guy that went to work made a lot of money. It looks like this guy that went to work made a lot of money. That's what it looks like. The Gemara brings down Rav Shim Bar Yochai was a Talmid of Rav Shim Bar Yochai. It's Talmid of Elio. That's what I've stated a couple of times. It's a famous Talmid of Elio. The Talmid went to Chutz La'aretz and he came back. He was very rich. He was very rich. He made a lot of money. And Rav Shim Bar Yochai saw that the Talmidim were mekaneh him. The Talmidim were jealous of him. Now you have to understand. The Talmidim were jealous of him. Al Kolchoch, he was sitting and learning. I said over the famous Meisim, he said a couple of times from Rav Shteiman that you know, it was a couple that they had Shlom Bayis. They came to Rav Shteiman. What was the Shlom Bayis? Shlom Bayis was that you know he sat and learned in yeshiva. Snishke Gangen Azayis, he went out to work. I mean, 1 million. 2 million, 10 million, 50 million, 100 million for a nice house, bigger house, swimming pool, cars. He decided with the time, he made so much money, he wants to buy himself a very fancy car. $2-3 million car, you know, with diamonds and that. Choshev car. His wife told him, listen, this really is no reason. It's time to take out the eyes of everyone. You want a nice house, private jet, house. It's time to have this fancy car stop. It doesn't add. I'm scared for my nose. People will talk. Said the Fashtelish. I give Chaimish. Didn't take no one's money. Most kosher than money. Why am I not allowed to do it? I'll have such a car. You know, people do better business with me. I just arrived with such a car to a place. People sign right away. I don't see a reason. Because then he went to Rav Shteiman. He says, you know, I'll kosher the guilt. I give myself up. She says, people will say, people will be jealous. I know it. So Rav Shteiman asked him, tell me, you finished Shas already? He said, no. Half a Shas? No. Noshim Nezikim, you know, Shiva Shared? He says, no. Megillah Efshakim Achtasim? He said, no. He said, don't worry. You can buy the car. No one will be jealous of you. There's nothing to be jealous. Buy the car, no one will be jealous of you. So, Talmud Eliyahu says that the Talmud came back from Chuzos, he had a lot of money. And everyone was jealous of him. Everyone was jealous of him. So Vice says the Talmid of Rav Shimon Bar Yochai was jealous of him. So he was Teir B'Gdula, yeah? Muzar. Sits and learned day and night. And also he had was Midaf Hogan, yeah? So Rav Shimon Bar Yochai, Chazal, the Medrash brings down, he called the Talmidim and he called him to the Biko. And he said, Biko, Biko, he's mali din reizov. He's chilo moishechas din reizov. The whole biko, the whole valley became full with coins of gold. Omar lehem, k'chu kama she'atem roitzi. You can take how much you want. Everyone was about to go. Abad du, what you take here, you'll be missing in the other world. So they left. So, the person would ask the kasha, what would be if my father left me so much money? I don't want to eat Olam Haba. I don't want to eat Olam Haba. Someone has such a problem. The Bazunda Shmuz, what to do with the money, yeah? I'm not going to get to that point. Is the answer maybe on this Talmud, is the answer that he went out of his way to make the ishtadlis, to make the money? I'm not going now to the answer, what the rich people have to do with this chazal. Abba Chazal told us to give aldi kezach. This is the emes. Masha atem oichlim kan goes off in the Olam Haba. You know, you go to Rav Shteiman's house. I'm sure all of you are dear ones. You go to his bedroom where he sits. So it's not a pshat. He even doesn't sit on three plastic chairs. Yeah. He sits on a bed, old metal bed, like, you know, old dorm bed. In the back is like a little stool that, you know, that he will not hit the wall because the bed is wide. And like this he sits. The God Lado. Why he can't sit on a normal chair? Remember once he came to speak in our shul. So they gave him a chashuv chair. So he took like a poshter chair. So I was sure that because he didn't want to sit on a nice chair because he had chashash kilayim. So I told him, there's no chashash kilayim. I checked the chair, you know, it's We say there's no kilayim on the cheer, because you know all these fancy cheers with dark cloud. Some a lot of them have kilayim. So he said, no. He doesn't want that has arms. He doesn't sit on a chair that has arms. So then a milam hazeh. Why do you think he doesn't want? He knows what you nana here goes off in the other place. I asked some gedolim, you see not like that. So he says, their stomach is so godly that even with the neder, they don't think to be neder. Stomach is the pshat. Yeah? That they know that the imam is shmufka, or there's another husband that sometimes their people need to see malchus, while their people are very close to the gashmias, so they need to mashpri on their people. Their people, if they will see Adam godly that looks like a shneiman, it'll be hard for them to represent the malchus. They, to represent the malchus, there's different halogas of klal yisrael, it's a bazundur shmuz now. And different kehilas and different hanogas, maybe in the oven, yeah? But this is the emes, this is two hanogas. Some of them were gdeila oilam, that they were not nene. The Gemara says that in Rebbe, in his house, leipokas tznoin ba'afarsimon. He had everything in his house. Rebbe was the richest person. When Rebbe was nifter, he picked up 10 fingers. Ve'omar lo enenesi ma'oilam hazeh kim lo yetzba. So Rebbe had malchus. Why I'm saying it? Again, a person doesn't have to have these cheshbonos. Kodesh Baruch Hu wants the best for every person. The best for every person. One person, the best for him is that he will have. The other one that he will not have. A person thinks, yeah, but why Hashem wants the best for me like this? Why he can't want the best for me that best? It's a narishkeit in our eyes. I said over once, the Ramban had a Talmid that very close, and the Ramban told him he was sick, that he's going up to the Shemaim. He told him 10 steps or 5 steps, what will happen? You go there. And then he said, when you come up, we have questions, you know, emuna. So I want you to ask the questions upstairs and to come to me in the dream to tell me the answer and the questions. After a month after he was nifter, he came back to the Ramban and he told him, Rebbe, mamish like you told me. I died, I went here and I went left and right. Mamish, like you described, mamish, everything punk. And they asked me this question and that question. No, man says, no, what were the questions? He says, Rebbe, when you come to this world, it's not questions. I can't give you answers. The questions don't exist there. The questions don't exist. So I can't give you answers. Called the Ovid Rachmona Letav Ovid. A person has to mashmish. Bitochen is a mitzvah. It's also kedai. It's kedai for a person. Kedai. It's worth it. It's worth for a person to be a Baal Bitoch. Just we said last time, and this is Be'etzim Da'ashlom HaSa'inyan. It's two madreges and it's hard. Again, it's Be'etzim easy. The Nusach is one line. It's the easy thing. Kol David Rachmon Hashem. Avas Oilom Avtonu Hashem Alekeinu. Teiru Mitzvois Chukim Mishpotim Oysonu Limadato. In the Maigim Midubna says, Avas Oilom, Amcho Hovto, Beis Yisrael, Amcho Hovto, Avas Oilom, the Ribbono Shel Oilom loves everyone. Avas Oilom, the biggest love in the world, the Ribbono Shel Oilom loves Klal Yisrael. And Hashem, everything belongs to him, everything. All of the money from the end to the top. The Av, the Af, the Sholim, Reus, money, everything his, he has everything. Avas Oilom, Beis Yisrael, Amcho Ahavta. So what? Because he loves us so much, what he did? Teirah Mitzvah, Yisrael, Mishmot, Yisrael, Malata. I love you so much, I told you to sin, learn, Baba, 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 Mitzvah. Teifis V'teirah, Yazah, Shvar, Asuya. Avas Oilom. This is the Avas Oilom. Avas Oilom, Beis Yisrael, Amcho Ahavta. Oleinu L'Shabeach. שלא יסונו כגוי הארוצויס, ולא יסמונו כמירה אדומו, שלא יסום חלקנו כהם, שהם משתחווים להבל, ווריק, מספלי, ואנחנו, קוירים, משתחווים, מוי לפני מלוך מלוך המלוכים, עולינו לשבח! עולינו לשבח! We're the luckiest people in the world. It doesn't look like it sometimes. Klal Yisrael said Aleinu L'Shabeach in the days that the Nazis were burning us. We said Aleinu L'Shabeach. And they said it. They said it when in Sfarad the Oroid of us, they said Aleinu L'Shabeach. When Nebuchadnezzar killed us, we said Aleinu L'Shabeach. Person has to live it. I want to tell you, all of you are young. I'm also young. But you are younger. You didn't start life. Even that sometimes Bochim have some tzolos over life. There's no real nisyonis. Because you have to understand, take all of your nisyonis together. When you have kids, every one of them is such a story on your head. Parnasa, you have what to eat, you don't have what to eat. The yeshiva gives what to eat, so you like it, you don't like it. Sleep. Life is very big. Tzoros are very big. A person that Al Tzbacher manages to put inside himself. First Gabs of the Teva, the Leichte Madrege, how things work out good. It's the easy way. You have to start with that. See, in the end it works out. You see Alamo, see Yad HaDishmaya, you see Yad HaDishmaya, you see Yad HaDishmaya. Things work out. Then the higher Madrega. Kol Da'ovid Rachmona Letavovit. Kol Da'ovid Rachmona Letavovit. And you mashrish it inside yourself. You live it. Later in life, you'll be the happiest people. You will manage to do Ratzon Hashem. You have a Nisayim. People invite you to go somewhere for Shabbos. You know it's the wrong thing to go with his Bachrim. You're scared you'll be out of Chevre. This is if you don't have Bitochen Rebbeinu Shalom. Kol David Rachmona Letavovit. Not a reason for me to do it. A person, his nisyonis become much easier. He's not meshubit to the Welt. These are the years that will be kind of this thing. This is the tkufa. This is the tkufa. This is the tkufa. When a person has it, the worstest thing could happen in the world. Kol David Rachmona Letavovit. Kol David Rachmona Letavovit. And if you know what state in Sforim, that when a person has the emunah and the nisyon has come, Schoroi harbe meoid. Shein kol briya yechoy lo lamoid lefonov. Because the ikar is emunah in Boira Oilam. All of these things that Kodesh Baruch Hu tests if a person has emunah in Boira Oilam. I want to tell you one more last little secret. I say it every time, but I'll say it in this mashal. It was a masmid in Ponovich. His name was Reb Chaim Berman. He decided to become a masmid. I mean, he was the masmid of Ponovich. Till today he's the masmid of Ponovich. Every time he will finish the masechta like 100 times. He said like this and learned. He says the whole Seder like this. He's already 60, 70, already 80 maybe. And you know, on his Gemara, you see, he sits on the right side near the bima. You go to Panovich. And the Gemara, near his nose, is like two brown, on the Gemara, because he goes like this. So on the Gemara, you see like two brown lines where he breathes. It's like this. He knows every word, every shir from Shmuel, of Shach, Milo by Milo, every Shmuel. What? When he got married, Pchatzkel told him that he could come 2 minutes late, the second Seder. So he comes, 3:15, he looks on the watch, he waits outside. 3:17, he sits down. I don't hear him as it. So I heard from his roommate when he decided to become a masmid. Well, you know, he's coming to masmid as a belt. So he started to sit, he's not picking up his head. So he started to learn like this. After 5-10 minutes, he started to see black stars. Yeah? If you would decide now, you're looking at me, not to turn your head backwards. How long you could not turn your head backwards? Maybe another minute. Yeah, you have to. That's the mitzvah. He said, you do like this, you decide not to pick up your head from the Gemara, you have to. But he decided he's not. So he just moved like this, and he started to see black stars. But he decided it doesn't make a difference. It's very strong, he carried on. After 2 hours that he's like, you know, just seeing black stars, he started from anyway shuckling La Melana Nefes. So he started to learn, it became the biggest masmid. I want to tell you, Lagabe Bitoch, what will be passing in your life will be passing anyway, for good or for bad. No one will change. Your pekale is there for you. If it's good or bad, Hashem knows what is going on. It's for sure good. I mean, if it looks good or bad. If you decide to have bitochen, you will enjoy it. You will pass it strong. If not, you will suffer. Zaynish kenar, you're anyway going to pass it. So why to suffer? Why to suffer? It's going to happen anyways. It's going to happen anyways. So teach yourself. Call David Rachman Latav. Be'ezras Hashem, you'll have Siyata Nishma. Yeah, but no, he says it's not a kashi. He says this is not a kashi.